We're here because both parties were not negotiating. There was a long hiatus of collective bargaining. Just today, the employers, USWX, announced that they're going to offer a 50% pay increase and benefits and a number of changes that the union sought. That hadn't happened for several months. And so the guys are, you know, hitting the bricks, as we used to say.
Sounds like their offer might have been a little bit too little too late, because I understand there have been no negotiations since summertime back late June.
That is correct, Dan. And I think part of the problem is that for some time there had been the Eastern Gulf Coast ports had attracted a lot of business from the West Coast because it was cheaper to do business on the East and Gulf Coast ports. And I think the International Longshoremen's Association has come to the conclusion that growth was to a certain extent financed on the backs of ILA longshoremen, and they want to change their conditions and improve their wages and benefits.
Stas, there are a lot of concerns this could cause some real serious damage to the economy. What are you hearing on this?
Well, Dan, you've got to remember that the big box stores had already ordered a lot of merchandise. So that merchandise is already in the stores or it's in warehouses, and it was done months ago. So the immediate impact is probably not going to be that significant. However, if the strike goes past a week or 10 days, then we are going to see problems. Perishables, fruits and vegetables would be one area. We hear about auto parts. Obviously, there will be other areas. The bottom line is that in the immediate week period, we probably will not see that much damage to the economy because the shippers had anticipated this and had increased their inventories before the strike.